and for his tzuvos, the shas. There's no sign of his makir. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yesterday, many of you would have preferred to look at the sugya to the Rashba, which in truth, it's easier to begin with the Rashba, because the Rashba is an easier approach to the whole sugya. And whenever you have a machlokes rishon, it's always better to take the easier rishon first. I just wasn't sure that all of you had seen the Rashba. So let's start with the Rashba today, and then we'll go back to and finish up Be'ez Hashem Shita Rashi. We have the Shita, so the first piece in the Mishnah. I assume if you have the Rashba, you can follow in the Rashba. So if you have the Shita, it'll be a little bit easier, because the Shita contrasts Rashba and Rashi throughout the Sugya. So look at the first Shita on the Sugya. In the Mishnah. Probably we pointed out yesterday the three examples that the Mishnah discusses. Godol Shaval Aktana and Katan Shaval Agdola and Mukaseitz. So Godol Shaval Aktana is characterized by the fact that the Psulim will come back. And Rashi adds on, as does the Rashba, the Ein B'yosei B'ya. What characterizes Katan Shabam, again, Katan Shabal Agdola? So that's the Machlag Yishan, as we'll see, right? Most of you prefer the Rashba's approach. The Rashba says in the first piece of the Shita quotes, the Rashba is very clear. V'katan shebol agdola ksuvasa masayim de'ein b'yasi b'ya ve'ein ha'magia l'apsulim v'loi v'atal chino. According to the Rashba, katan shebol agdola doesn't remove the psulim. So there's a very strong parallel between Kitana, between Godol Shabal Aktana and Katan Shabal Agdola. Both have psulim b'shas erison. Right? Both were somewhat violated, but both have psulim b'shas erison. The Rashba goes all the way to say that both have psulim b'shas erison and both didn't have a ma'aseh bia. One didn't have a ma'aseh bia because the psulim grow back, and one didn't have a ma'aseh bia because the psulim were never removed. But it's almost identical. And Mukaseitz, afal pisha meishir psulim, even though it does remove the psulim, hoil v'lo nasa b'masa b'ish lo yivotel chino. Nachachomim oimrim ksuvosa mona devotel chino hoil v'nasa b'masa gomor sheishiru b'sulim. Right, so according to Rashba, What's the one yisod that carries through the entire sugya? What are we really looking at in the sugya? With that? Chinah, right? The one issue, according to Rashba, is he's not concerned with defining a basula, defining a ba'ula. He's concerned with one thing, chinah. Right? So apparently the Rashba has this idea that a woman who carries chain, a chinah with her husband, so she'll get a ksuva of 200. And a woman shebat lo chinah, so she gets a ksuva of mana, of meya. Right? That's according to Rashba, the difference between a vesulan al mana legabe ksuva, obviously connected to do with the tainus psulim. And I would doubt very much if it's in any way connected with Kohen Gadol. But in the takon of ksuva, so chazal were misakin, that when it comes to a, that if a woman carries china, so she gets masayim zuz. Vot lachina meya zuz. What is this china? The pashtus is that chazal understood that they wanted to give a certain amount of security to a woman, but not to the point where it's going to discourage people from marrying her. So if a woman has china, so she will be motzachein ve'enei a husband, even if the price is 200 zuz. But if it's a woman who's already an almana, grusha, vod lachina, so she's not going to be able to, we will limit the chance of her getting married if we insist on the 200 zuz, so we can move it down to 100 zuz. That seems to be what the Rashba is referring to. China on the Gemara comes up in a few places. Comes up in an Izakin, comes up much later on in Ksuvah, that Feidalit. There the Gemara is slightly different. The Machlokes is showing what it means. There the Gemara says that there were certain kulos that the Gemara made for Ksuvah, for Gvias Ksuvah. For example, the Gemara in Gitan Izakin, that the Gemara says that, I think a Ksuvah collects from Ziburis, the Gemara says in Izakin. Yeah? Our Gemara said Edis. No, the Gemara has in our Gemara was Machalik between the Besul and Almona. The Gemara Nizakin says that they made the Gvias Ksuvam. They made the Gvias Ksuvah easier. No, it wasn't not divorce. They made it easier. Probably they made it into Bainness. Let's look it up again. The Gemara, I think it's. Second Amr of Nizakin in Gittin. So Gemara over there says that they made the ksuva easier to collect mishum china. So Tosis and the Aruch explain that they wanted to make it easy. They wanted to make the woman more attractive to getting married again. This woman is collecting your ksuva already. So mishum chinah, in order that she should have something, some funds, kadesha yikfitzu alo anashim, they wanted to make it easier for to get the easier for to get the ksuva. And Rashi's pshat is a little bit different. Rashi's pshat is in order to make the men more attractive to the women. Rashi says that they made the ksuva easier to collect so that women will be more interested in getting married. The Tosafot says that goes against the mahalach that usually has in these situations. That darka yishlech bosh, talamesef tando, and so on. But that's the machlokes. But all of that has to do with the same thing at the end of ksuvas on daf pei dalet. So there also the Gemara has china vis-a-vis the collection of the ksuva. And the chin over there means to make, again, according to Tosfos, according to most Rishonim, to make the woman more attractive in an upcoming situation. So the Rashba is using the phrase china a little bit differently. He's saying that the first time round, or for the Almana, it's the second time round, but before the Kiddushin takes place, so in order to make sure that this, in order to make it easier for this woman to get married, Chazal adjust the ksuva. That's Mishum China. So the Rashba says that's what's going on in our Gemara. The whole issue in our Gemara is that a Besula has her own China. And therefore, if we insist on the 200 Meizuz, she'll get married. But, a besula min a nisuin, right? A besula min a nisuin, so any bodu lachina. Look at the Rashba. The The next Rashba, V'yevsher de lefi tam zeh, de lei botol chino ledas rev meir afilu, pirish la behedya, v'shosh shen nosa, dadaita shibsula, hu koinsa ksuvasa, masayim, de shapim mekaya besula, kevon de lei botol chino. Aval Rashi Zal Kosav Vizelishono Ksuvosam Messiah Vimnosulish Achri Chain Lay Ovdu Bachach Es Ksuvosam Imnosustam Lay Pirish Laklum. According to the Rashbah, the Messiah Zos could even override a specific Tanai. Mashenikin according to Rashi. Because according to Rashbah, the Chazal made an umdan das apparently, that every person is happy to give Masayim Zuz in these situations. And the Rashbah continued in the next paragraph. Almana Grush, the Klemishin is Almana, Vinanitsuin, Ksuvasamana, Apalpishin Nimtsu Vesulais, Shleimais. The fish of Bat the Lachina, Mishash and Nichlus of Lachupa. But at the bottom of the column, so the Gemara, so it's the sheet alludes, not 100% clear, that Rashi would disagree. That Rashi may hold that an almana min anisuin, if we're sure that she's a psula, then she would get Masayim Zuz. Why is Almanam and Anisuin only collecting mana? So the Pasha's Becheskas Mula. But what happens if she claims she's for sure a Basula? And we find that she's correct, she's a Basula Shlema. Machlekes Rishonim. Does she get Masayim or mana? What's the Machlekes? So according to the Rashba, we understand. The Rashba spelled it out because once the woman had Anisuin, Vod Lachina. So does. In that case, she didn't lose her psulim, but she's already in a su already. She's in his alman and his garshim and his suin. So there can be bitoch in different ways. So that's the Rashba's malach throughout the entire sugya. Umdan das, Chazal gave an umdan das as to the excitement that a chosin has for his kala when she's the first time round kala. So he's willing to give, he's happy to give him a chai himself, masayim zuz. So Chazal were therefore formulated the din of ksuva to Masayim Zuz. But Lagabe Almana, so there Chazal formulated the din of Masayim of Mana. Why? Bot Lachina. So we have to figure when's Bot Lachina. So we go into the Gemara now, according to Rashbah. So that's the Tzad HaShoveh of Godol Shabal Aktana. And Katan Shabal Agdaila. So the Rashba says, no, so why do we say that Leibot Lachina? Why can't you say such a thing? So the Rashba says, no, Matthias, because Lehei Shalab Sulim, because she's still intact. So what happened? So it was a maisa katan. It was nothing. So that's what about lachina. The maisa katan and the basulim are still intact. It's an umdan das. So we're not being magdir basula. It's an umdan das. The butlay but lachina. Right? No. What else? Mukaseid. No. With none of maisa shalish. Umdan das lay but lachina. The Gemara opens up by saying. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Kotan Avol Al Gedola, Also Kemukas Eitz. What does that mean? Also Kemukas Eitz. Going to Rashba, from Rav Sigra, no? How do you read the line according to Rashba? Okay, let me also Kemukas Eitz. Exact opposite. Godol shebalak tanam. I say katan shebalak ta'alak dola. Did nothing. Like heishalav sulim. Mukas eitz. Heishalav sulim. So what do you mean also kill mukas eitz? It's even more difficult. What's, which is the ikir, which is the tofel? Mukas eitz is the ikir. Also kill mukas eitz. So mukas eitz is defined first. Hasharas psulim, hefse psulim, without a ma'aseh biya. That was defined first. All right. So now, how are you comparing a katan shebol agdoila to that? So what does the Rashba say? How does the Rashba learn pshat in this line? No. Glenn. What was that? No, the Rashba. But oh, one second, before you get into that, one second. Look at the Rashba. Gemara katan abal agdailish, also mukas eitz. Right? So if you have the, in the Shita, it's Diva Masa Gemara. Katan abol absula also kibukas eitz. Yeah, Avi? Right. Right, according to Rashba, all it means is that the din is the same. Right inside. Kileima loishitehe bias katan misharas psulim keakoas eitz. Elodugma nocte, kimoi shizu eng suvosa elamone, lirabonon, karzu eng suvosa elamone. That's all it means, right? Otherwise, how can you learn pshat? So the Gemara says, but Shmuel, what's Shmuel's response? Ki amrisa kami de Shmuel omar ein mukas eitz, babosar. What did Shmuel, what did he say? What did he take issue with? What was his response? What was he arguing with? Ein mukas eitz el basar. Is Shmuel saying that it's only ksula mana? What? And Rav made a did says, and you have to see it only in terms of the Rashba right now. The Rashba opened up the Gemara, so Rav said this din, Asa mukas eitz, Asa godo shebolak tana, sorry, tana shebolak, koton shebolak doilam, kim mukas eitz. According to Rashba, made no sense. So Rashba says, no, the pshan is, it's a melitza. Dugma noktei. Same din. It's the same din, according to Rabbanan. So Rav was paskening. Makes sense. Yochanan Rabbim, Kiram HaKachamim. So what did Shmuel respond by saying, nah, ain't mukas eitz b'basar. So Rashba says, Shmuel Amar, ain't mukas eitz b'basar. The b'basar, oi asa b'ula gemura, oi lay asa b'lay klum. The ha'ena meishir psulim. Vizu kevin shalay asa b'ula gemura, afu lay asa b'lay klum. So what I thought, not like Jesse learned, I thought it meant that the Rashba is consistent, Shmuel and Rav have the same mitzvahs, that the Kotan Shebol Agdoila does not remove the Besulim Bechlau. So therefore he says you can't compare them. Ein Mukas Eitz B'Basar. Did the Basar either Be'ula Gemura or nothing? The Ein Emeshe Besulim. Vizu Kevin Shleyasa Be'ula Gemura Afu Layasa B'Lai Klum. So therefore what? No? So what's Shmuel saying? Can you? Go ahead, right? 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 No? No, so therefore? No, so therefore what? What's he saying to Rav? What's his response to Rav? No? So what's the din? What's the bottom line? Masayim Zuz. So Katan Shebal Agdola will be Masayim Zuz. And Mukas Eitz will be Mana. Who says that? Was that? So he's arguing. So Shmuel is maintaining the Mishnah Kipshutai, right? Rav is claiming that the Osam Mukaseitz. Rav says that Ein Tzuva Selamana. He's arguing with the Pasha of the Mishnah. The Gemara points out. And Shmuel says, no, you have to understand. Why is it that Koton Shebol Agdola, according to Chachamim, Pashas in the Mishnah, is still collecting Masayim Zuz? Because no Hesed Shulim. Right? No Hesed Shulim. So apparently, what's the Machlekes Ravish? According to Rashba, what do they argue about? Not Metzius, right? Not arguing about the Metzius. Okay, but what's the issue? What's the issue? Right. Lechora, that's the issue. So it goes back to an umdun das avod lachina. Right? It's making an estimate. Chazal is trying to figure out when does the woman lose china? That's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, leave the Mishnah Kipshutai. When is there bitul china? Only if there's hefsed besulim. How? And in other words, Pashtus, Shmuel, according to Rashba, it depends entirely on the Maisa Bias Mitzvah. If the Maisa Bias Mitzvah is Kedera Kolish, that he's Masib Sulim, so that she hasn't lost her Chinah. It's evaluated based on the Maisa which is going to happen. So the Maisa which is going to happen is Sulim, either because she was a Ktana, or because he was a Kotan. So the Maisa Bia Rishena is going to be a Maisa Bia Rishena B'derech HaTeva. He'll be Maisa B'sulim. So then Levot Lachina. But if she presents herself in a way that he's not going to have a regular Maisa Bia, so he doesn't care why. That's what Shmuel said. That Shmuel is Pshat Chachamim. The Mishnah says it Kipshutai. Mashen again, Rav is saying that the Bia Lachina depends on what happened. So if this woman comes into marriage either with a Maisa Bia of a Koton or of a Mais of a Mukas Eitz, either way this Bitul China. Right? Either way is Bitul China. Nuso goes against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara says, goes against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, we'll fix up the Mishnah. Right? According to Shmuel, everything stays in its place. According to Shmuel, we understand very nicely. You have a Hezver. Yes, and according to Rashi, you had to go back to Shmuel. But according to Rashba, Shmuel is good. No. We can formulate Shmuel well. We can understand Shmuel very well. It's all depending on the Maisa B, which is going to happen. Very good. Now, according to Rav, we understand as well, but Rav is stuck because he goes against the Mishnah. So Gemara says, according to Rashba, what are we doing right now? We have to restructure the Mishnah. That Kulei Alma holds that Koton Shabbat, Kulei Alma holds that Godel Shabbala Ktana Leyosav Leklum. It's Kinesinas Etzva V'ayin. Don't have to worry about it. Leibot Lachina. Nothing happened over here. What about a Koton Shabbam Alagdoyla? Nasikumukaseitz. That's the din. Nasik and Mukas Eitz. Right? Find the Rajba a little bit schwer. What's the point of the mission? Nasik and Mukas Eitz. Right there in Melitza. They haven't defined Mukas Eitz. Mukas Eitz, Gufa Machlaikas, Remeva Chachamim. You begin to understand why Rashi's not going to go along with the Rajba over here. So the Rajba's Pshat, how did he learn Pshat on this
in this Gemara. Look in the Shita. Amar Rava. It's the last piece before Machlek is Kishikirba. Right? Right? The question is in pshat. Why do we go back? Why are we chazering? That wasn't a problem. But then why do we have to explain again a little bit better? That wasn't an issue. That we understood already. So the Yeshli Mai Da'agav Seifa Nokan Lo Seifa Ulashminan. The Eina called Tolui Boy, Imhu Ben Bia Imlav, Ela Bosedi Does Linon, the Omar Godola Bolak Tana Vapi Shehu Ben Bia, Mikol Mokin Biosa in the Bia Kinoisain, Etzba Boyin, Veloi Botelchina, it's right to the same Pismet, right? Umishim Hachi, Ksuvasa Messiahim. Kotan abal agdola af alpi shu ena ben bia mikol mokoim bi osa bia u botel chino shekvar toamo tam bia kimuka seitz she ena ben bia elameshir besulim. So right, so what do we end up with? That the Rashba is saying again botel ishu is botel chino. So again, the Rashba is explaining that according to Rav, we have to look at the mission differently. We have to change the simple reading of Chachamim Shita, right? So according to Rashba, the mission opens up with Ktana, Godo Shabala Ktana Le'Batla Bia. That's her. That's because with God, they hear nothing happen. God, Katan Shabbal Agdaila. So Rav Meir holds Leibot Lachina, and Chachamim hold Bot Lachina because Tom Tama Debiya. That is enough to Mivat Lachina. Mukas Eitz Hashoras Pesulim is Mivat Lachina. Right? And Rebbe says no. Rebbe says the only thing which is Mevatel Chino would be a Maisa Bia. So Gemara says, what's the basis for the Machlegas Rebbe Chachamim? Right? So Gemara says, because the Begeres, the Din of Begeres, Shekola Besulam, is that she gets Messiahim. Right? Let's mind the following. A Begeris gets Messiah Zuz, but she has no Besulim. Right? So a Besul, a Begeris gets Messiah. A Be'ula gets a Mona. No, so what are we going to compare a Mukas Eitz to? So Rav Meir says, apparently, Rav Meir says a Mukas Eitz is like a Begeris, and Katan Shebal Agdoila is like a Begeris. Why? What's the Bitul Chino? So one step further, what is the Bitul Chino dependent on? Was that on a Maisa? Mukas Eitz on a Maisa. Right,
he's comparing it to a vegeris. Vegeris leizamid b'maisa. Right? But going to Meir, so vegeris leizamid b'maisa. So how can you compare? A vegeris is mesayim zuz. Leizamid b'maisa. Right? So what are we going to say about Mukas Eitz according to Rabbi Meir and Koton Shevol Agdoila? Rabbi Meir amay medama lo lebegeres nidamel lebeula beula is avid b'maisa bidei adam. Hola is Ahmed Ba Masa Bide Adam.
No, what's the chat?
The Garris and Mukasais. Yeah. So why is Mukasais compared to a Begaris? No, what'd you say? Go ahead. Right, so you're in Mukas Eitz. The change which has taken place, but Muka says it was a Samaisa. So it's like there's no Maisa but Kavana to remove the Psulim. There wasn't a. So there, the Vital China, let's go back. What about a Kotan? Now, why is a Kotan Shebol Agdoila? Why is a Kotan Daimel Muka says? So why are we going to compare that to Mukas Eitz? With that? We're stuck, no? We have to kvetch, no? Ben? So we have to go back to compare the halacha only. With that? So what are we really doing though? What? In other words, if we were writing the Gemara according to Rashba, so what phrase would we use instead of Sabbat Bamaisa? No? With that? We would use the phrase of Maisabiya, but if what phrase we use which is more well, that's already once you, let's say, backwards. In other words, that is what we would be defining. But if we wanted to be writing the Gemara so everybody can understand it, what would we, Glenn? Right, in other words, if we were writing the Gemara according to Rashba, and this is how you begin to appreciate why Rashi would veer away from this whole Mahalach. It sounds so easy, so nice. So at first glance, it sounds less pressed. But when you think about it, what are we all trying to do right now? We're all really trying to define Bat Lachina. We're all really trying to say, well, let's figure out a way that La Yis'avid B'maisa could really be La Yis'avid B'maisa Shiyavat Lachinasa. That's what we're trying to do. Leis Aved Ba'Maisa, that Mukas Eitz, well, it's not a Maisa with Kavanas Asharas Pesulim. Well, Kotan Shavol Agdola, it's a Maisa Bia, right? It's, you're saying, it is the exact same Maisa as a Godel Shavol Agdola. But because he's at a different kind of an age, he's a little bit younger, so that makes it into a Maisa Shelo Yevatel Bochinasa. That's what we're really trying to do. And because that's where the Rashba is, he's delivered us to this point. That's what we have to figure out. That's the Machlekes, Rebbeinu Chachamim. Machlekes, Rebbeinu Chachamim, Machlekes, and Hundan Das. So we have to figure out, I know that a Begeres is like Bot Lachinasa. I know that a Be'ula is Bot Lachinasa. Now we have to try to figure out, why should Rebbe, so we ask Rebbe Meir, we say to Rebbe Meir, why don't you compare Mukas Eitz to a Be'ula? So now we have to work with those words to say that whatever happened to Mukas Eitz will in terms of Bitul China is more comparable to a Begeris. Everybody's at peace with that. That's it. Now we have to go to Kotan Shavol Agdola. Right? So we have to say again, in other words, that's the step the Gemara doesn't address that clearly. That's what the Gemara says, that everybody is comparing Kotan Shavol Agdola to be like a Mukas Eitz. In what way is it like a Mukas Eitz? One is Meshiv, so one's not Meshiv Basulim. It's like a Mukas Eitz in that Leval Lachinasa, because he's a young kid. Because even though we would say Tom Tama Devia, but Tom Devia of a cousin will be different. So then we say to Chachamim, and why are you comparing Mukas Eitz to a Be'ula? Right? Why are you comparing Mukas Eitz to Be'ula? So apparently the fact that some maisa was done, the fact that she was manipulated, she wasn't violated, but she was manipulated. The fact that she was manipulated in some way, or the way we said it before, the fact that the maisa bia, which is going to happen, the maisa bia's mitzvah, is not going to be the same. So that's what the therefore Bitul Chino happened. Now what are you going to do with Kotan Shavol Agdola? Right? Without a Sharas Sulim? Right? How are you going to compare that to... So you have to say, well, there was a manipulation that was Mevatel Chino. The fact that when a husband is Bo'al Leho, she's had some similar kind of Maisa, that's what's Mevatel Chino. Right? So that's, we have a consistent mahalach right now. According to the Rashba, again, we know Bitul Chino. Alright, that's easy. Right? Then according to the Rashba, we have Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, Halim Shat in the Mishnah. Alright? So Shmuel says that he's a Mishnah Kipshutai. That the Machlekes, again, and everybody holds the Machlekes, Chachamim, and Rav Meir is Umdun Das of Chazal. When is there Bitul Chino? When does Bitul Chino take place? Fine. So according to Rav and Shmuel, we said Shmuel looks at the Maisa which is going to happen. Right? So the Maisa which is going to happen is going to be significantly different than Kederach Kol Ara Batel Chino. But if not, Lo Batel Chino. Fine. Finish with Shmuel. Next, going to Rav, Rav is Chaylek and Shmuel. And he learns he reconfigures the Mishnah. So in reconfiguring the Mishnah, Rav's understanding of Chachamim and Shmuel's understanding of Chachamim is not so different. And Rav's understanding of Meir and Shmuel's understanding of Meir is not so different. Right? Why? Because, again, according to Rav, the Machlekes Rav Meir Chachamim is the Machlekes of how to understand why a Begeres is leibot lachina, and a bu'ula is mevat lachina. So according to Rav Meir, as long as the woman was manipulated, according to Rav Meir, we're basically saying if it was a maisa shemevat lachina, we're sort of just using the idea to define if it was a maisa mevat lachina, which according to Rav Meir means has to be a maisa be of a gadol. And according to Chachamim, we can once again be consistent that Rav's understanding of Chachamim is not so different than Shmuel's understanding of Chachamim, that it depends on the Maisa Shasida Lavo. That if the woman has been manipulated in some way, even Mukaseitz, or if she's been manipulated in some way that she's had a Maisa via of a Koton, already, if Lagabe the husband, he is not being Meisir Besulim, or he's not the first one to be Matim Osav Tam Bia, it's already Vod Lachina. Right? That's the Rashbod Mahalov. Good? Shalom again. Oh, which one again? God and Shabbal and Golem. Good? Because what? Laysed Lav Sulam. Good, good, good. All right, but we're saying it's correct, but is that once Rav Meir that it's not a Maisa Bia, all right? So it's according to Rav Meir, it's not a Maisa Bia. Because what? Because it wasn't Maisa Besulam. So when Rav Meir has to defend, right? So the reason we have to push a little bit further is because then it's hard to understand why Rav Meir would want to compare Koton Shebol Agdola to Mukaseitz. He's a much easier. What does he gain by comparing it? Right, he wants to tell us it's not a Maisa Bia. So then, and that's what it means. Like it's avid but Maisa b'nei Adam. All right, was that because there was no? They're all like Vigaris, right? All three, because there's no Maisa Bia. Yeah. Okay. But again, according to Rashba, it still has to be son of Maisa Bia Shemavat Lachina. Who's that? You know, I'll tell you what. The reason why we switched is because of the, maybe we shouldn't have, in the Talmud HaRashba, so the second last line is, Afal fi shu eina ben bia mikol mokim bi osa bia, hu bot al chino, shekvar tom o tam bia, that's according to Chachamim. So it would turn out, right, that would be in Akudas Machol Chachamim Rabbeir, according to HaRashba. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe we should not have posed the Talmud of Rishba so strongly in the Rishba himself. All right, maybe not. Yeah. Correct, right? Right? So when the answer is not the other, Right. Right, but Rava says that the way to read the Mishnah is also Kamuka Saints. So I'm not sure if you can say that the same thing in Rava as you said in Rav. Because Rav is telling you the Pshan the Mishnah. Also Kamuka Saints. So also just a Melitza. Okay, could be. Would that be consistent with what Shlomo said? Yeah. So the easy answer is that she's a ketana. So therefore, like Tom Tama the Bia. But the problem with saying that is that the Rajba, as Rashi, made it dependent on Basuli Sarah Chayzros. Right? So if that's the case, how can you just squeak out by saying she's a ketana? Right? The Gemara should have said it that way. So let's now, two things we're trying to do, try to get this done. Look at the Tosus read now. Tosus read at the top of the Alphabet base. It may be, Ari, it might be that that the Rajba explained the Mishnah according to Shmuel, because Shmuel leaves it intact. And then Achanami, once he come to Rav, then maybe we'll learn it a little bit differently. But otherwise, the Kasha is a good Kasha thing. I don't have a good Kasha. Why we don't say with Tom Tamar to be finished? So then maybe that's why. So look at the very top of the Tezus Rid. Tezus Rid spells out Kotan Shebalak Doyler Rav Amar Osamukaseitz Pirush De Kavon Shehoitzi Besuleo Apalgav Shein Biosai Bia Loigora Meitz Hanitka Uksuvosamona Lirabona Ushmul Amar Ein Mukaseitz Babosa Pirush Bibosar Odom Vi Buula Lehavia Ibu Layavium Mukaseit Nami Layavia Varahiki Ilu Miyakohi Betzbo Shemameches Besuleo Betzbo Layevsida Mosayim The Davke Drusas Ish Umukaseit Lirabona Nevsida Mosayim Abobimioch Layevsidua Mosayim Kaven Shein Kavanosa Elosh Lidstar Takas Bailo Ube mukas eitz, the pligi rabbonim mishum behavei shalei ledaito, umesanya behochi. So the Tezus Rid is significantly different than Rashbon, one major issue, and very much like the Rashbon, one major issue. Right? Different from the Rashbon is in the Metzius. He says that Katan Shebal Agdola removes the Vesulim. It's Meisir Vesulim. Right? So, and therefore the comparison to Mukas Eitz is smooth. No Vesulim there. Right? So now the question is, but according to Shmuel, why would we say that they're entirely different? Why would we say, according to Shmuel, that Kotan Shebol Agdola and it's Meisid of Sulim is Ksuvasa Masayim, but Mukas Eitz is a Mona? According to Rav, so we understand. It's very simple. So again, according to Rav, it's the Maisa which is going to happen. Is it going to be a Maisa Bilas Mitzvah Kedera Kolara? Is he and his wife going to be different? and they're going to be missing the tam via together. No, so I understand. So according to Rav, as I said, it depends on the besulim, right? Besulim are there, so then masayim. Besulim is not there, mona. But according to Shmuel, how can you explain that Tana Koton Shabala Gdaila is Ksuva Masayim and Muka says is Mana? No. So what is the Tesis Rid say? How did he explain himself? And this is very, very similar to the Rajba. How did he explain himself? It's Kimiyacha Biyadayim. No, so what? So why is Kimiyacha Biyadayim different than Muka says? No? Go ahead. Right. And the last word, Misanya. Even though the Rajba in Mitzias is different from the Tesis Rid, but the Tesis Rid in principle is like the Rajba. Again, it goes back to whether there's a Bitul Chain or not. See, it has to be more elaborate. See, he explains that if a woman had Bia with a katan, so she was Meisir B'sulim, it's like a Meisir, it's not a Meisir Bia B'chlau, it's like Miyachal B'yadayim. So he explains, why is Miyachal B'yadayim, why does she maintain Ksuvas Matzayim? Because the kavana is to make the ma'aseh be easier later on. It's like a woman who goes for a procedure to remove the psulim before she gets married. So that's as the achana to be with her husband. So in Mela, that maintains the chain. Masha'ina came. If a woman had some ma'aseh via that was done to her, So, and it's not as a preparation for getting married, then it's Misanya. He says the last few words. Umamuka says to Pligi Rabbanan, Mishim Dehave Shaloyla Daita. So why is Muka says different? Because it wasn't done as a hachana for marriage. So he's upset by it. Bitul Chain. Right? So the Tosas Rin maintains the Rajbaz Mahalach. But a different mitzvah, right? Very good. Probably not. I mean, Yishlo Dun Baze, but Yishlo Dun Baze. What the Rashba say in this particular case, the Miyachid Yadayim, for this particular purpose? I don't know. No, I would say the Pashas which you're saying is correct. You should accept. And once we're going to be working with an Umdun Das, so why don't we go all the way and be Makel as well? I would say, yeah. So this is where Rashi differs very, very significantly from everything the Rajva has said before. Right? We were developing yesterday. Let's try to finish it up. The Rashi does not mention Bechlau that Kotan Shebol. That Kotan Shebol Agdola maintains the Psulim. And the Shita, in several occasions, sees that the Rashi disagrees with this Rajba. You have it, go back to the Rajba in the Mishnah. The second paragraph. Vida, the last line. Vidashi Rashiza Loy Ozil Bahai Taima de Batalchina Klum Ukedh Svinon Udika Svinon Lemisha Kosav Kamon. The Sheet understands this from the fact that Rashi takes issue with Almona Grushim and Anisuin. That she's Bechezkas Me'ula. And that the emes is, it sounds like from Rashi that we find out for sure that she's a psula shlema, so then she would get the ksuba masayim. That it's not dependent, it's not a question of the nesuin per se being mevatel chayim. Gebet niver amaschel umiul amay de koser vajba. You need to spell it out. Look at the Dibra Maschil, the Rashi Zal Kosav, the Zel Eshoine Osa Mukas Eitz. The end, it's in the Omen base. It's the Omen base 1, 2, 3, the fourth paragraph. Rashi Zal Kosav, the Zel Eshoine Osa Kamukas Eitz. Nehi de ain bi osa bia mioloi gora me eitz anitka uler abonon de plige amukas eitz ksuvosa mona vachain linin koyin godol de nan lo yisa as mukas eitz honami asirale ain mukas eitz shmul vabosar odom ve ibu ulo lai havi amukas eitz nami lesa. Mashma de Svirale Kishita Yeshana de Lerav Mairi Kishaheshib Sulim Ulochi Ka'omar Osa Mukas Eitz de Leitema Volgav de Siv Sulim Nikol Mokoim Ein Bi Osa Bia. The cave on Chikane, name of the Kathik of Sulu Gomorrah, Bainin Lake, Kamashmal on the Ligora. So Rashi, apparently both by the fact that he never, Rashi in the Mishnah, I think it's one of the clearest indications. Rashi in the Mishnah, the Koton Pochet Ibn Teisha, Shomru Chachomim Ein Biyose Biya, Ubal Agdola. So it sounds like from Rashi, it's not an issue of whether there's a Saras Psulim or not. It's that his vice of B is insignificant. And then as the Shita points out, the Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara. So if that's the case, what would have pushed Rashi to disagree with the Rashba that the facts are that Kotan Sheba al Agdola is not Meisir Besulim, and it is Meisir Besulim, the two lines that are so difficult according to Rashba, also Kamukas Eitz, the opening Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Merav, Kotan Avola al Agdola, also Mukas Eitz. We also Mukas Eitz. So we had a kvetch, the Shita kvetches, the Rashba himself. Also Mukas Eitz doesn't mean also Mukas Eitz. It means it's a melitza, lav davka nokte. So when you see lav davka nokte, that means that that's v'daycha. Lav davka nokte. I mean, you can't translate the words properly. So lav davka nokte means, oh, it's the same kind of a din. But Rashi says, no. Also Kamukas Eitz. It's Asaras Psulim. So even though Kotan Shebal Akdola is Ein Biyasei Biya, also Kamukas Eitz has the same din. Shmuel Tzarlik, right? Shmuel says
ein mukas eis vavasar. So shvul taka difficult, right? Atrei kach that the shita says that Shmuel is chaylik with Rav and the Metzias. Right at the end of this paragraph is that Shmuel holds that he is Meisir B'sulim. Very difficult. Shmuel Sofer came Meisir B'sulim the Elo Danis of Abulu Kimuka Seitz Nami Lesa. I'll have to come back to that. But let's finish up according to Rashi. Basically we pointed out yesterday, but now it'll be in context. So we pointed out that according to Rashi, Rav holds that Kotan Avol Agdola is Meisir B'sulim without Lechaira, without a Meisir Bia. So therefore it's Kamukas Eitz. So the Gemara, so now the Mishnah reads, now we have to say Hofi Komar, that Tanam, the Godel Shabalak Tanam, because the Besulim are Chayzrais, ain't the Yasabiya. Kotan Shabalak Dola causes Hefzid Psulim, also Kumukas Eitz. Ke'ilo, that's the Hefzid Psulim without Tambiya. Right? So Rav Meir holds that she still has Messiah Zuz as long as there are either Besulim or that there was no Maisabiya. She can be a Besula one of two ways. Either physiologically a Besula, or that she's a Besula Lagabe Bia. Right? Where does a Meir's Din come from? Begeres. Begeres is physiologically not a Besula, but she's a Din of a Besula. How you talking? So what does Reb Meir say us that we compare her to a besul? We compare her to a begeres. Kevin leis avid b'masa. It's avid b'masa, both the mukas eitz as well as the kodesh shabal agdela. How can you say leis avid b'masa? According to the Rashba, leis avid b'masa the batal chinah. Right? According to the Rashba, you could say it wasn't a ma'isa bia. What are you going to do according to Rashi? Say the same thing. It's not a Maisavia. So look at the Shita, the last piece in the Sugya. Vizela Shain Shita Yeshana. The second, right before the Shita quotes the Ritva. Skip a line. Now skip down, because it's getting late. Umikol mokoim masa bidei odom ika. Ubosar ochi parach rabbonon ad medam mulo lebeula. Legave mukas eitz mamish. Vidashe besifri atfus kosov beula. Is avid ba maisa bidei odom. And ho lo is avid ba maisa bidei odom. Vutos. Ubisifre dukne garsinon beulas avin ba maisa ish. Vachi garsinon kolam eforshim. Vigirsa misyashevis shapir lahai pirusha. Omiyo mai the kesivna meyikra, I think it means the Rashba, hu yaiser poshim. What was this? What is this girsa? What's this girsa misaking? What does this girsa change? New? Two things. One is maisa ish. It's supposed to be just maisa. Maisa of the Yodam. But more fundamentally, this I think we'll clarify the machlekes of Rav Chama according to Rashi. According to Rav Meir, let's finish up with this Nakuda. Let's focus for two more minutes. According to Rav Meir, a kotan shebol agdola is also kemukas eitz, is like a begeris. Why? Lo yisavid ba ma'isib ni yodam. What does it mean? So according to the Rashba, it's talking about chayim. Rashi doesn't mention a word about chayim. Rashi doesn't use the phrase at all. According to Rashi, to explain yesterday, it has to do with defining a ma'isaviyah, defining a b'sula. Takonas chazal. They were magdir b'sula. What is a b'sula? So according to Rav Meir, a b'sula, use the begeres. That stretches the basula as much as he can. A begeres is kolu lo basulel. But she's still the din of a basula. So how we magdir basula? A basula doesn't mean it has to have the basulum there in haraya begeres. But what does it mean? Lo yisavid ba ma'isiv the yadav. No, so what does that mean? How are we defining a basula? According to our mayor? Was that? Anybody who isn't a ba'ula. According to our mayor, the takonas messiah mona, or better yet, the takonas mona was for anybody who can be defined as a ba'ula. But if you can't define her as a ba'ula, she has messiah mzuz. So mukaseit is not a ba'ula. So a koton shebol agdoila is not a ma'isavi, it's not a ba'ula. So a ktana, a godol shebol aktana, kevon shebesuisel chayzrei, she's not a ba'ula. She's a ba'ula. But she's not a ba'ula because besuisel chayzrei, because she's not defined now as a ba'ula anymore. A ba'ula doesn't have besulim. And chachamim say that as long as somebody can be defined as the Chachamim say that we are medame a mukas eitz to ba'ula, we medame a koton shebol agdoila to mukas eitz to ba'ula. Why? Because zavid b'masa. But what does that mean? So again, Rashi doesn't mention a word about china. It's hard to say. It's a tremendous imposition in Rashi, and the there's no reason to. Rashbo, you look at the Rambam, for example. Rambam doesn't mention chino in this context. It talks about whether she's a ba'ula or basula. So, passes according to Rashi, that's what they're discussing. When Chazal were misaking the din of ksuvas basula masayim, ksuvas almona mona. So how did they define their terms? So according to Rav Meir, it was defined as anybody who is not a ba'ula gets a messiah. But the moment she becomes a ba'ula, that's a different thing. And according to Chachamim, that koton habol agdoil is not a ma'isa biya. Rav Alpikin, it's only mana. That mukasei, it's not a ma'isaviya. Rav Alpikin, it's only mana. So why should that be? So Gemara says, place Avid B'Maisa Klal. Because Avid B'Maisa. So that's what the only suggestion I can make is that it's that Chazal used the same term Besula that they use in the context of Kohen Gadol. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rashi, we are really defining Be'ula. Whoever doesn't find the category of Be'ula has a Ksuvas Messiah. And according to Rashi, Chazal being Magdi Besula. Besula was defined in Allah already. It was defined in the Gavi Kohen Gadol. That's why Rashi invokes the Kohen Gadol both times. So anybody with a Gavi Kohen Gadol is considered a Besula. So Lagave Ksuvas Messiah is also considered to be a Besula. Alright, but that's apparently that's the Yesod of here is that whereas according to the Rashba, it's clear that the one major issue of here is Vod Lachinerna. Chazal are making the noise as to whether it's Vod Lachina. The Rashba Malach also yeah. But the Rashba gets stuck, Lachora. When we say that Osa Kotan Shabbalah Tanaka Mukas Eitz, according to Rashba, doesn't fit. One has Suleiman, doesn't have Suleiman. It's Mamish for carrots. One of the mice would be that left of Suleiman there, one of the non mice would be the Zom Suleiman there. So Rashba has to say, no, it's Kedin. But according to Rashi, it's we're defining whether she's a Basu, we're not defining whether the mice would be or not. Whether it was a Maisa Bia, according to Rav Meir, defines as to whether she was a Be'ula or not. But the Iker is to define if she was a Be'ula or Be'ula. According to the Rajba, it's Umdan Das. And according to Rashi, it's more of a technical discussion. When Chachamim were Magdir the Din of Suvas Be'ula, so how are they Magdir Be'ula? So it stands to reason that according to Rav Meir, they looked at their major model was Be'ula, was Begeris and Be'ula. And according to Rashi, Chachamim say that the major model was Kohen Gadol. Because it was already defined in Allah what a Be'ula was. And Be'ula Gavi Kohen Gadol, at least within the Rabbanon, Mukaseitz, is also a Kohen Gadol. Kotan Shabbalah Gadol for Kohen Gadol, I think probably the Rabbanon. But it's also to Mekayimer. Alright? Let's go weiter to the next sugya of Mekach Tos tomorrow with Hashem. Try to finish up to the next mission.
Should be the same thing for this, though.
Yeah.
Should be the same thing.
So should we be fine?